This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that Donald Trump is ineligible to appear on Colorado's primary ballot next year. The Colorado Supreme Court ruling read, "A majority of the court holds that President Trump is disqualified from holding the office of president under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Because he is disqualified, it would be a wrongful act under the election code for the Colorado Secretary of State to list him as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot." Section 3 of the Civil War era 14th Amendment is a section that was written in the wake of the Civil War after former Confederates had re-elected to Congress men who had left in 1861 to try to destroy the U.S. government after voters elected Abraham Lincoln. The section reads, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, or elector of president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath as an officer of the United States to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof." The Colorado Supreme Court decision that Donald Trump is constitutionally ineligible to appear on the ballot in next year's primary election represents a stunning rebuke of the former president and a new level of accountability for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election, threatening his 2024 electoral prospects in a way that four criminal indictments against him have not. The Colorado Supreme Court's unprecedented ruling shows that courts removing Trump from the ballot in 2024 is a real possibility. In its decision, the state Supreme Court's majority wrote that it had little difficulty in determining that January 6th was an insurrection. The court found that Trump engaged in the insurrection and that Trump's messages to his supporters in the lead up to the attack on the Capitol were a call to his supporters to fight, and that his supporters responded to that call. The court's majority wrote, "We are mindful of the magnitude and weight of the questions now before us. We are likewise mindful of our solemn duty to apply the law without fear or favor and without being swayed by public reaction to the decisions that the law mandates we reach." Lawsuits in other states, including New Hampshire, Arizona, and Michigan, also seek to exclude Trump from future candidacy because of his part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. In September, the Secretary of State in New Hampshire said he would not block Trump from appearing on that state's election ballots. Earlier this month, a federal court dismissed the lawsuit in Arizona. A group in Michigan has brought its challenge to prohibit Trump from appearing on the state's ballot to the state Supreme Court and wants a decision no later than Christmas Day. As court cases advance, the U.S. Supreme Court will be faced with both deciding if Trump is eligible for the White House and whether he's immune from prosecution for his efforts to subvert the 2020 presidential election. Montana's two-spirit people are challenging a state law that defines sex as binary because it infringes on their spiritual and cultural beliefs. The law, passed earlier this year by Montana's supermajority Republican legislature and signed into law by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, defines male and female based on the presence of XY or XX chromosomes, as well as reproductive systems. The legislation, which took effect in October, inserts those definitions of male and female in several parts of the state's legal code, impacting driver's licenses, demographic records, and the state's anti-discrimination law. In October, the nonprofit Montana Two-Spirit Society, along with a group of transgender, intersex, and non-binary Montana residents, filed a lawsuit in Missoula County District Court challenging the law. They argue the state's definition of sex improperly categorizes many Montanans, excludes others from legal recognition entirely, and deprives them of the benefits and protections of myriad state laws. The complaint also argues that the law violates Montana's individual dignity, equal protection, privacy, and freedom of speech laws. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.